things we took and take for granted. There are a lot of things we take for granted. Some are more important than others. Others might change the way we think about things. One of those things just surprised me. Since as long as I can remember, we believed the ancient Egyptians invented mummification. It seemed reasonable because the oldest mummies we found were Egyptian, and not only that, there seemed to be an unlimited supply of them. Well, we might have been wrong. A recent discovery in, of all places, Europe, has turned up mummies over 8,000 years old, which make them the oldest ever found. Who would have thought Europe could have been where this practice actually started? Even before that, a mummy was found in Chile which dated back over 7,000 years. All this proves there could be mummies found in the future which will be even older. We are all creatures of the earth. We live on an incredible planet with an atmosphere that somehow protects us and allows us to live our lives. As we look around the rest of the solar system, we notice none of the other planets would have allowed us to experience life. Why is it this one does? Some will say it is just a coincidence of location, but many other planets we have found in a similar position throughout our galaxy would not support our type of life, or maybe even any life. Were the conditions on this planet created so we could prosper? Did God create this planet for us, or was it created or modified by aliens? I prefer to think it was God, but some others either think it was aliens or God was an alien. I don't think they should dismiss God so easily. Many scientists have turned to believe in God after some of their investigations into nature have come up without answers, and they have found there seems to be a plan in nature for the way things happen. We tend to believe everything we invent is from the human race. One can understand that since we know of no other race inhabiting the planet. This idea has been challenged lately by a few people who think the ideas they get for new technology may have been put into their minds as a way of bringing the human race up to a certain standard where they would be advanced enough to join a sort of space UN. This cannot be proved, as you can imagine, because who knows where ideas come from? One of the things we are taking for granted is someday we will become a spacefaring race. This certainly could be true, but it is far from certain. Especially when you take into account the beliefs of some people who think in ancient times, we were, but lost a war to aliens and were bombed back to the Stone Age. Even if that was true, it doesn't necessarily mean aliens were to blame. It could easily have been caused by a disagreement between nations on Earth. Look at what is happening now between us and Russia. If that turned out to become a nuclear war on Earth and maybe in space, there would be no winners, and the human race, what was left of it, might have to start over. We thought there was plenty of fresh water on the planet for everyone. Why not? There seems to be rivers and lakes everywhere, and with the correct distribution of this fresh water, it should have been enough for everyone. The problem is, even though we are a water planet, 97% of all water is salt water. Most of the other fresh water is in the ice caps. This leaves about 1% for us, which comes from the atmosphere, rivers and lakes. Then there is the pollution, which causes us to lose a lot of this water for drinking purposes. Humans are not too bright when it comes to protecting their water, or even their land for that matter. We can no longer take drinking water for granted. In the United States, it seemed like we have the most available medical services. Most of us believed we could see a doctor or take a test whenever we wanted. COVID came along, and it wasn't long before we found we couldn't get appointments to be tested and even had a hard time making an appointment for a medical examination. It showed us in an emergency situation we certainly were unprepared. The medical profession was overwhelmed, even though doctors and medical personnel were working around the clock. Also, many mistakes were made. I had made an appointment for a COVID test, and the earliest one I could get was 2 weeks later, and when I was sent the time and place, it had already passed and I couldn't get the test. In the United States, it would have been unheard of not to be able to fill a grocery order. Suddenly, some of the supermarket shelves were bare. Supply chains were shattered and prices were going through the roof for what you could buy. Some of the very basics were hard to get for a time like toilet paper. People who had their food delivered from the supermarket had to notice some of the things they ordered were not being delivered. This has shaken our belief we will always be able to get the food we want and other necessities. We thought we could always be warm and drive where we want. The incredible rise in the price of gas has limited this for many people. It is already about double and going up. There is not much mentioned about heating our homes and apartments, but that takes fuel. Oil for heating is at least as much a gallon as gas and in some cases a lot more. Recently someone told me they had just gotten 200 gallons of heating oil delivered and it was from a discount company who delivers for cash on delivery and they paid $4 per gallon a month ago. If things keep going this way, there will be a lot of cold people next winter. Safety is another area we took for granted. We thought we could go anywhere with relative safety, but this has completely changed. Even places which were safe before are not safe now. A very good example of this is the New York City subway system. It seems like people who have no other way to get to work are being stabbed, shoved onto the tracks and attacked in many other ways. Yes, many things we took for granted have changed for the worse.